Beautiful, Rich.
I know I am.
You make me proud.
Ooh. Okay. What you just heard was the Candy Butcher.
What you just heard?
I said heard.
No, you didn't. You said like it messed up. Like
heard. You know what? I don't correct other people.
Come on.
All right.
You correct me, Richard.
I do not correct you. I just simply wish to hear you say it again.
It's like Rich is my like deaf grandpa or something. It's like what?
Huh? Right, what you just heard was the Candy Butchers.
It's your own handwriting. You can't mess it up.
I know. The Candy Butchers, it's a relatively new disc into the station. The song Not So Bad after all. It's not so bad. Okay.
And it is, the
album
Richard,
was
it is.
When I sing it is. And the album was Hang On Mike. Before that we heard The Casualties, another new disc. The song was Scarred for Life off the On the Front Line album. Before that we had From Autumn to Ashes.
From Autumn to Ashes. Actually, Mom just called. Okay, listen, my mother just called again to, I don't know, reconfirm things and, like, ask me, like, I don't know, she asked me questions. Anyway, so, my mom said, play me something real nice. So, in a way, this can be played for my mother in an ironic sort of sense, because From Autumn to Ashes, I've mentioned my interest in being cremated after I die, and my mom's, like, appalled by the idea, so, sorry, Mother, but that song's for you.
Okay. And the song was Lilacs and... What?
Lilacs and Lolita.
Lolita, okay. From the Fiction We Live album, right?
Yeah.
Fiction We Live? Okay.
Yeah. All
right. For that, we heard another new disc, Firewater. The Beat Goes On. There's a nice little cover there. And it's a whole album of cover songs called Songs We Should Have Written, but they didn't.
That's like the shortest one, though.
Yeah, all the other ones. Because they have a cover to Paint It Black, but it's like 6 minutes long, and they have a sit there that's like, well. It's cool. And,
yeah.
What? I can't even read. Oh, okay,
no,
okay.
Oh, yeah,
we got Mooney.
Mooney Suzuki, come on.
I'm sorry. I can never pronounce the car
if
right.
If the handwriting isn't exactly clear, you should at least remember what we played.
No, I can never pronounce the car right. Like, you know, the Suzuki car.
So would you rather them be like, you know, Mooney Toyota?
I would, because I know how
you
to
know,
pronounce
you
that.
Pronounce Toyota?
Yeah, but Mooney Ford? That would
Mooney
be nice.
Mooney Ford.
That would
no,
be nice.
No.
Mooney Chevy?
Mooney Chevy, that works.
Mooney Mercury? That'd be cool.
Mooney Mercury, I like that.
Okay, and
Mercury
I can read the song.
Sable.
It was Electric Sweat off the Electric Sweat album.
Yeah, that's a title track off of that. Okay. That'd be a little energetic to start us off here.
Okay, now, in case we didn't mention it before, every single song you're hearing here, for the mere donation of, tax-deductible donation of $40 to this station by calling 216-368-2208, you can get any one of those, or almost any one of these CDs we played.
Wait, what do you mean almost?
Didn't,
which one can't you get?
Some of the I don't think you can get.
No,
any.
Actually, all the ones in this set you can get.
Oh,
so
all
if
the ones
you like
set.
What you heard, call us up.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't like what you heard, call us up and you can get a premium that's not of that genre.
You can get a blues, reggae,
jazz.
Industrial, jazz.
Industrial, we got to play
folk,
some of that.
Celtic. If you insist, I'm...
No, anyway, we don't have to. Actually, I think one of these things is categorized under that, like Snapcase or something, I don't know.
So, I mean, any kind of genre music, we have soundtracks, we have Little Shop of Horror soundtracks, I saw.
What was the other one you saw? The
Fiddler on the Roof?
The one that my roommate has.
Oh, Babes in Arms.
Babes in Arms. If they,
it's a classic
actually,
Broadway show.
Dave Caban has on Sundays a show of all, like, show tunes and stuff.
So, yeah, it's Sunday matinee. It's really a groovy show.
Well, yeah,
like,
so there are
all like
kinds
all
of opportunities
shows.
Today. Like, if somehow, like, for some reason right now, you're too incoherent to reach a phone.
Or you don't have, like, your credit card on you, and you want to pay with a credit card. Like, you're like, where's my wallet? I can't find my wallet.
It's in my
later.
Other pants, you know.
You can call later. I mean,
we
yeah.
would appreciate your phone call now, because I mean, it makes us feel better about ourselves. But, you know, if you give to any show on our station, the money all goes to the same place. It goes
yeah.
to providing you... You know, with cool music, with the power
However,
that
if,
we have to reach
if we don't
people.
Raise a certain amount of money, the station ruthlessly flogs us. And
yes,
then
yes.
Then hangs us for 3 days as an example to all of the programmers of what failure does. So
they bring
I
out
ask
the guillotine.
You,
it's not pretty.
I ask you, please?
No, honestly, folks, if we don't make our goal, we do have a pretty ambitious goal. I think, what, 50,000?
We raised $48,000 last year.
So our goal, I think, is 50,000 would be the modest goal. 60,000 is kind of the far-off goal, but it can be attainable. But if it's not, if for some reason, you know, we don't reach that goal, don't fret. We're not going to go off the air. We're not going to go corporate. We can't even go corporate. We have a license for non-commercial radio.
But just to give some people the idea of how much $48,000 is, with $48,000, we're able to put in, like, new computers into the broadcasting studio. So everything we do now, all the promos and stuff we do is, like, well, we already do it electronically.
Well, no, I mean,
but
like,
we do it off
electronically,
the computer,
as
so
in...
there's less chance for error. We got new CD players. We're trying to get a new
Somebody mentioned this
switchboard.
Before. I was listening to shows this week in preparation, and somebody mentioned about... This is a good point. You, if you listen to your CD player, you of course, you don't listen to it for 24 hours a day. But when you do listen to it, you usually put on an album that's like 30, 40 minutes, and then you take it out, you know, switch it around. We put in CDs every 2-3 minutes. You have a punk show, it's shorter than that. It might be 12 seconds. They're putting discs in and out of the CD player, which is a lot of wear and tear. Mind you. So, I mean, we've got to replace equipment. We're considering a new mixing board, which is this big contraption in front
with
of us.
Buttons and switches. It's
and
so
cool. It has,
like,
cool. These little, like, levery kind of things that controls the volume. And basically, it's the main console that controls what goes on the air. You get to queue up and press a button, and then the CD player starts. You press another button, the cassette player starts. And ours is analog right now. We were considering getting a digital one because I think the parts for this one are unavailable.
The company that made it went out of business, so... We can't. It's really hard to get parts for it now. So, I mean,
that's a goal to go for.
Yeah, it's a goal to go for. Any and all money that you can give, we appreciate. To be honest.
Yeah, we appreciate it all so, because really, it's all going back to you, the listener.
It really is.
Yeah, I agree.
Mhm. And your donation on your taxes goes right back to you.
Really. It goes right back to you.
Zing.
Also, our wonderful WRUW gear.
Yeah, we
a
got
good sport.
You can be the coolest kid or guy or girl around, sporting your WRUW hat, T-shirt, sweatshirt, coffee mug.
Yeah, so you could go around saying...
Impress those people in the business meetings. Oh, you have a WRUW coffee mug. The man's a scholar.
I don't know if I go that far.
Got a job interview?
But
wear the hat?
Wear a baseball cap to an interview. That's really, really impressive.
I do all the time. That's why I had 36 interviews last summer to try and get a job.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
36 interviews? Are you... Oh, my gosh. You know what? All you have to do is walk into a McDonald's. I got in immediately. You got to go to the right places.
Okay. So,
not the McDonald's is the best place to be, but...
I'm not saying it's the worst place to be. What do we have next?
You picked it out, Rich. I don't know.
All right, we got the minus fives.
This is also a premium?
This is also a premium. It is a highly lauded by other shows. If you listen to Johnny Midnight, he said it's really cool. Okay, we're going to be playing Forgotten Fridays, even though it's Sunday. So
well, we forgot Friday already.
I can't even remember what I did on Friday. So hit it.
Old school. Awesome.
They went on vacation.